The scientific consensus on climate change and its human causes has been unassailable in the scientific community. In politics, though, it's something else. And among the voices declaring that the variations we have seen in climate that may explain the last two decades of warming trends could come from the solar variations is Willie Soon at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Such ideas are popular with politicians who don't buy climate change. But the question facing Mr. Soon right now is whether his science was bought by folks with an interest in disputing the scientific consensus. Documents released to Greenpeace via a 2013 Freedom of Information Act request shows that Dr. Soon received over $1.2 million in funding since 2001 from oil and gas companies, lobbies, and conservative foundations. Naomi Oreskes is a professor of history and science and affiliated professor of earth and planetary sciences at Harvard University. Professor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So receiving the money is one thing. Not disclosing it is something else. Can you describe these two offenses in terms of how it causes us to look at his scientific results?
Sure. Lots of researchers receive money from various diverse sources, including private sector sources. So I don't think that anyone here is claiming that the fact of getting money from a private source is necessarily a problem. The question is the potential for conflict of interest. And because we know, common sense tells us, research tells us, that when people get funding from sources who have very specific interests in mind, as we know the fossil fuel industry does, that that can potentially have a distorting and corrupting influence on the science. And because we know that that potentially exists, we have rules for disclosure. That is to say, if a person takes money from the fossil fuel industry or the chemical industry or the pesticide industry or a left-wing organization as well, the rules of academic integrity say you have to disclose that because your readers have the right to know who's funding the research in case, not necessarily, but in case there is a conflict that could distort the scientific results, because then we can judge the results knowing that there is that potential for conflict and compromise.
Dr. Soon is on the record being not terribly discriminating, it would seem, with the funding sources. He doesn't mention disclosure here, but listen.
And I've been receiving money from whoever that wants to give me money. I write my scientific proposal. I have received money from ExxonMobil, but ExxonMobil no longer give me any money for a long time. American Petroleum Institute. Anything you wish for from Southern Company, from all these companies. I write proposal, I let them judge whether they will fund me or not.
It sounds like he's conflating the agreement to fund his proposal with the idea that he would be accepted in a scientific journal. They're very different evaluations there.
Absolutely. And scientific journals rely on the honesty and integrity of researchers when they send things out for peer review. So when I receive an article to be peer reviewed, I'm assuming that that author has disclosed any potential conflict of interest so that if anything, the paper might be affected by that, I can make that judgment. But what we know Dr. Soon did was to fail to disclose his sources in the papers he submitted to journals so that the reviewers were not aware of the fact that he had, in fact, received over $1 million from fossil fuel companies.
And the Smithsonian says it's greatly concerned about these allegations. It is taking immediate action to address the issue. And the acting secretary has asked the Smithsonian Inspector General to review the matter. Does this disqualify all of Soon's results?
Well, I think that's a matter of judgment. My own view is that any paper that he submitted without disclosing potential conflicts of interest should be retracted by the journals that publish them because he's violated the most basic fundamental principles of academic integrity that we all depend upon to know that the research is in fact independent and objective.
Where do you stand on solar variation being an explanation for climate change?
Yeah, right. That's about hard to take seriously. All we can say is, of course, there's solar variation. We all know that. No one denies it. But the scientific evidence is overwhelming that solar variation does not explain the observed increase in warming. And it's not just the last two decades, as you mentioned in the introduction. It's actually the last half a century.
Naomi Oreskes is professor of history of science and affiliated professor of earth and planetary sciences at Harvard University. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.